And inshallah, they are both due by Sunday. I encourage all of you to take the exam. That those exams cover the information that we discussed concerning repenting to Allah for our sins and purifying the soul. So again, please take those exams if you have not yet done so. And also again, I want to remind everybody that Sheikh Yusuf will be giving a lecture here tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So do try to stick around for that as well. Try to bring your friends here too. Try to get your people to join the website to participate in his lecture. He's going to be talking about dawah. He's going to be talking about how to give dawah. And many people need to listen to that lecture because so many people think that giving dawah means forcing this religion upon others and etc. So make sure you guys try to join here to to participate in his lecture. Okay, so now we're going to start the Tawheed class, and today we're going to continue on with the topic about the characteristics of hell. But before we do so, let me ask you a few questions from yesterday's lecture to see that if everybody is together and everybody is up to date in what we've discussed so far. First of all, who can tell me what is the fuel of the hellfire? We talked about the fuel of the hellfire. Hell is something that will burn forever. And we talked about what the fuel of it is. Who can tell me what things are used as the fuel of hell? Very good. The fuel of hell is men and stones and idols. Men, stones, and idols. Very good. They will be the fuel of the hellfire. Okay? Jinn will be part of the fuel too. Okay, next question. Who can tell me how many gates are there to hell? We talked about the gates of hell. How many gates lead to hell? Allah talks about in many verses of the Quran how the unbelievers will be led through the gates to hell according to their sins, according to their deeds. For example, the adulterators will go through the gates of adultery. The slanderers and backbiters will enter through the gates for that. How many gates are there? Very good. The answer is 7. There are 7 gates of hell. Very good. Next question. We always go over some Arabic terminology. Arabic terminology from the Quran. Who can define for me what is the transliteration of the meaning of the word as-sumum? What is as-sumum? Who can tell me? What is as-sumum? For those of you who don't understand what I'm saying, this is it, as-sumum. What is as-sumum? We talked about this yesterday. Who can remember? No, not the heat. What is it? As-sumum. As-sumum refers to what parts of hell? Okay, as-sumum is the air of the hellfire. It's the air of hell. Hell is such a horrible place that there will be no refuge for the people. The air of hell will be as-sumum, which is a mixture of heat and smoke. Heat and smoke. Okay, that's the air of hell. Next question, who can define for me this other word, the transliteration, the meaning of el-hamim? El-hamim. Okay, we talked about this as well yesterday. This is another characteristic of the hellfire. What is el-hamim? The people will be given el-hamim to drink. Very good. El-hamim refers to the boiling, is to the water of hell. The water of hell. The water of hell will not be a refuge for the people. It will, because the water of hell will be boiling hot water, so hot that when the people drink it, it will make their intestines explode. That will be the drink of the people of the hellfire. And another Arabic word, I want you guys to give me the transliteration of the meaning. El Yahmum. El Yahmum. El Yahmum. Yahmum. What does this refer to? Who can remember? Very good. El Yahmum refers to the smoke of the shade of the hail. Very good. There will not even be any shaded area. The shaded area of the hellfire will consist of El Yahmum, which is a thick black smoke that is so hot that it will cause you to melt. So thus there will be no retreat for the people of the hellfire. We also talked about some of the other characteristics of hell yesterday. For example, we talked about how on the day of judgment, the hell will appear as a long neck, and it will do what? Who can remember? The hellfire will appear as a long neck. Very good, Brother Muhmin. It will talk and do what? What will it say? It will have eyes, two eyes to see with, two ears to hear with, and it will have a tongue, and it will say, I have come for the three people, for those tyrants who were unjust, for those people who used to draw pictures, and who's the other third person he's coming from? Who can remember? The third are those people who used to associate partners with Allah. So thus, this hadith tells us that hell is a creation of Allah, and it can hear, it can see, and it can talk. And we talked about that in detail yesterday. So thus, those are just some of the things that we discussed yesterday. Today, we're going to continue on with this note. But we're going to talk about the different types of people who will be in the hellfire. And what type of deeds does one commit that will put one in the hellfire? First of all, we need to understand there's one type of people who will be in hell forever. Excuse me. These are the people who will never, ever, ever come out of hell. They will never leave it. And Allah speaks about them in the Quran. Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, but those who reject Allah, for them will be the fire of hell. No term shall He determine for them. So they should die, nor shall its penalty be lightened for them. And in another verse, Allah says, but those who reject faith and belie our signs, they shall be the companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. So these are the people who will be in hell forever. People who reject Allah, the disbelievers, and the polytheists, they will be in the hell fires forever. And what is a disbeliever? A disbeliever is a person who does not believe in Allah. Your disbelievers are your atheists, for example. Atheists are disbelievers. And who are polytheists? Polytheists are people who worship other gods besides Allah. For example, your Hindus, your Buddhists, and many other people who claim to be Muslim, but in reality, they're not. You'd be surprised. So Allah tells us in the Quran that the people who will be in hell forever are the disbelievers and the polytheists. In another verse, Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, verily, those who reject faith and die rejecting, on them is Allah's curse and the curse of the angels and of all mankind, and they will abide therein, and their penalty will not be lightened, nor will respite be given to them. Know they not that for those who oppose Allah and His Messenger is the fire of hell? So here we can see again, Allah tells us in numerous verses what the outcome will be for those of us who reject Him. Reject Him and reject His prophet and reject His signs. The penalty for these people is that they will be in hell forever. And the thing is, we talked before about how there is no breaking out of hell. The punishment of the hellfire will go on forever. For these people, the disbelievers and the polytheists, it will be their wish to come out the fire, but it won't happen. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation to meaning, their wish will be to get out of the fire, but never will they get out. Their penalty will be one that endures. And again, we have to understand, guys, there is no death in the hereafter. Life in this world is temporary. Everything here dies eventually. But there is no death in the hereafter. Nothing dies there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us how on the day of judgment, death will be brought like a horned ram, and it will be made to stand between paradise and hell. And the people of paradise will be asked, do they know what it is? And they will say, yes, this is death. And the people of hell will be asked, do they know what this is? And they too will say, yes, it is death. And then Allah will give the command for the horned ram to be slaughtered. And when this is done, this signifies the end of death. That there will be no death. Life in the hereafter is eternal. Either you're going to live eternally in hell, or you're going to live eternally in paradise. And there will be some people who go between both. There will be some people who do some time in hell and eventually come out and go to paradise. Okay? So thus we need to understand that the people who will be in the hellfire forever are the disbelievers and the polytheists. Okay. Another group of people who will be in the hellfire are those who call others to hell with them. What this means is those people who follow misguided beliefs and ideologies that contradict the laws of Allah, and those who believe in their false causes, these are the ones who call others to hell. We have to understand something that I am always stressing to you guys here at this website every day. Islam is based on just two sources: the Book of Allah, which is the Quran, and the sayings and doings of the Prophet Muhammad, which is the Sunnah. Those are the two bases of Islam. You cannot sit around and make up your own beliefs or your own ideologies and call it Islam. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, those unbelievers do but beckon you to the hellfire, and we made them leaders, inviting to the fire. And on the day of judgment, no help shall they find. So there are some people amongst us, guys, who are leaders of the shaitan, who sit around and their intentions are to do nothing but guide you astray. They come around speaking good, giving you their ideologies and their philosophies on life. These people are leading you to hell. Allah speaks about this in the Quran. Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, he, Shaitan, only invites his adherents so that they may become companions of the fire. We have to understand that people who call others to the fire in this world will lead their people and their followers to the fire in the hereafter. And a big example of such a person was Pharaoh. Now, Allah speaks about Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, more than any other prophet in the Quran. And Allah tells us of the story of Pharaoh. Pharaoh led his people away from Allah. He led his people to the hellfire. And he will be in hell right along with his people. We need to understand that all evil leaders who call their people to belief systems that go against Islam are in fact calling you to the hellfire. Okay? So we have to really, guys, be careful of this. Be careful of following evil leaders. We have to remember that Islam is based on Quran and Sunnah. That's it. So beware of evil leaders. So now this brings us to the next question that many people ask. Okay, I understand that there will be some people in the hellfire forever, and these people are the unbelievers. Sister Amatullah, I am in a class and this is very disrupting. I can't do anything for him. Tell him if he cannot get in the website, it's not my problem because the site is not down. And I sent him an email telling him that before. He has to download the new software, turn off his pop-up blocker. If his internet will not allow him to connect, nothing I can do. That's a problem on his end. But the server is not down. Okay? And I sent him an email telling him that. Okay, anyway, guys, the next question that a lot of people ask us is, what type of deeds will take us to the hellfire and make us stay in there forever? We understand that there will be some people in hell forever. So what type of deeds? Okay? The Quran speaks in length of the evil deeds which will take us to hell forever. For example, committing shirk. This is why it is important for all of us as Muslims to understand what shirk is. Shirk means associating partners with Allah. But there are many different types of shirk, many different forms of shirk. And we need to be aware of each and every one of them because shirk is the one sin that Allah does not forgive. Unless you repent before you die, Allah does not forgive this sin, and anyone guilty of this sin will be in the hell fires forever. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, the unbelievers will be addressed and asked. It will be said to them, greater was the aversion of Allah to you than is your aversion to yourselves, seeing that you were called to the faith, but you refused. And they will say, our Lord, twice have you made us without life, and twice have you given us life. Now we have recognized our sins. Is there any way out of this? And the answer will be, this is because when Allah was invoked as the only object of worship, you rejected faith. And you joined partners with him. So in other words, Allah is telling that these people, it's too late. It's too late for them to ask for forgiveness now. Now that they are sitting in the hellfires asking, can they get out of this? The answer is no, it's too late. You had your chance, but you chose to reject the law. Now that you see that what Allah said is true, of course now you want forgiveness. But it's too late. Allah also tells us that the keeper of hell will ask the unbelievers as they are approaching hell. He will ask them, did there not come to you prophets with clear signs? And they will say, yes, indeed, a warner did come to us, but we rejected him. So here we can see, guys, this is the fate of those who reject the law, those who commit shirk, and those who disbelieve in his signs. Allah also specifically talks about those people who disbelieve in the Quran. Allah says, we have sent you a message from our own presence. If any do turn away from it, verily they will bear a burden on the day of judgment. They will abide in this state, and grievous will that burden be to them on that day. So Allah lets the people know, for those people who reject the Quran, who reject the words of Allah now, you have nothing coming in the hereafter. You will be placed in the hellfire to live eternally there and burn and drink al-hamim, which is the boiling waters. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, those who reject the book and the revelations with which we have sent our messengers, soon shall they know when the yokes shall be tied around their necks and the chains, and they will be dragged along. In the boiling water, in the fire shall they be burnt. Then shall it be said to them, where are the gods in which you gave part worship to? And they will say, they have left us in the lurch. And it will then be said to them, enter the gates of hell and dwell therein, and evil is this abode of the arrogant. So here again, Allah tells us, those who commit shirk and kufr are the ones who will be in the hellfire forever. The worst deeds that anybody can do is to reject Allah or his book or his prophets or his angels or even one verse of that Quran. Anyone who does that is a kafir, is a disbeliever. And they will be in the hellfire forever. And anyone who associates partners with Allah will be in the hellfire forever. There's also another group of people, of deeds, another category of bad deeds that will get us in the hellfire and will keep us in there forever. And that is failing to fulfill our obligations to Allah. These are people who refuse to pray. They never make salat. They think they don't have to. They think that they're Allah knows what they feel in their heart. These are the people who will tell you that they Muslim, but Allah knows that they Muslim in their heart. They don't have to pray. They don't have to wear hijab. They don't have to fast. They don't have to abstain from drinking. They don't have to abstain from illegal sex. Allah knows their intentions. These are the people who will be in the hellfire forever, because these are, again, people who have rejected Allah. These are people who are kafir. Allah tells us that the people of paradise will ask the people of hell, what brought you here to the hellfire? And they will reply and say, we were not of those who prayed, nor were we of those who gave in charity. We used to waste our time with vain talks, and we used to deny the day of judgment. So here, anyone Allah makes it clear, anyone who fails to fulfill the obligations of Allah will be people who will be sitting up in the hellfires forever. Because these people are kafir. Okay?
In the name.
The third group of people who will be in the hellfire forever are those people who obeyed the misguided leaders of the kuffar and accepted their principles over the principles of Allah. And many, many, many people fall into this category. We got many, many people who call themselves Muslims, but they reject the Quran and Sunnah. Instead, they obey their misguided leaders. And I'll give you an example. We can look at the Nation of Islam. These people who call themselves followers of Elijah Muhammad. These people follow him, even though he's misguided them, even though he's told them things which are in total contradiction to Islam, such as the white man is the devil, and that he is a prophet of God, astaghfirullah, and that there's a spaceship flying around to beam up all the black people. This is a misguided leader. Yet many people followed him. For those people who followed him, they will be in the hellfire because they committed shirk. They took a man and made him equal to a prophet, equal to Allah. And this is shirk. And as a result of this, they'll be in the fire. When the unbelievers are thrown into hell, they will be filled with regret for what they've done. They will wish that they had not disobeyed Allah and His Prophet. But it will be too late. And Allah speaks about this too in the Quran. Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, verily Allah has cursed the unbelievers and has prepared for them a blazing fire to dwell therein. No protector will they find, nor helper. The day that their faces will be turned upside down in the fire, and they will say, woe unto us, how we wish that we had obeyed Allah and His Messenger. And they will say, O Allah, we obeyed our leaders, and they have misled us from the right path. And yes, it's true, but it will be too late. So this is another thing that will get you in hell forever, guys, following misguided leaders. We have to be careful of that. Another act or bad deed which will get you in hell forever is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Allah has promised hell to the hypocrites. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, Allah has promised the hypocrites, both men and women, and the rejectors of faith, the fires of hell, and there shall they dwell. And on them is the curse of Allah, which is an enduring punishment. Also, Allah tells us that the hypocrites will be in the lowest levels of hell. Remember, we talked about how another one of the characteristics of hell is that there's different levels. Each level goes down, and each level is more severe than the one before it. Well, the hypocrites will be in the lowest level of hell of all. Okay, another bad deed that will put you in hell forever is arrogance. Arrogance. This is a quality shared by most of the people of the hellfire. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in the Sahih Hadith that anyone with just an ounce of pride will never see paradise. Arrogance is a characteristic of the shaitan. And this is something that we all need to work on, making sure that we do not have as a part of our life arrogance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not tell you about the people of paradise? The people of paradise are meek and humble. And shall I not tell you about the people of hell? The people of hell are haughty, greedy, and proud people." In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every proud man is an arrogant man." And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Today, is there not in hell a place for the haughty and arrogant?" So here we can see, guys, this is another bad quality or another act which will get you in the hellfire forever, and that is arrogance. So thus, you want to avoid these major sins. You want to avoid the sin of disbelief or kufr. You want to avoid the sin of shirk or associating partners with Allah, because these two acts will get you in hell forever. You want to avoid being an arrogant person. You want to avoid hypocrisy, because again, this will also get you in the hellfire forever. And you want to make sure that you are not one of those people who follow, who obey and follow misguided leaders whose principles are totally in conflict with the laws. So these are the things that will land you in hell forever. And finally for today, Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah be pleased with him, summarized some of the deeds of the people of hell. And I'm going to go through these acts that if you are guilty of committing, these are acts that will surely get you in hell. The first being associating partners with Allah, disbelieving in His Messenger, having malicious envy towards others, lying, cheating, oppressing others, having illegal sexual intercourse, backstabbing others, cutting off the ties of kinship, being cowardly at the time of jihad, being too greedy and stingy, being inconsistent in what is in your heart and your actions, feeling secure from the plan of Allah, panicking at a time of crises, having too much pride and being extravagant, abandoning your duties to Allah, violating Allah's sanctity, fearing something or someone more than you do Allah, showing off, going against the Quran and Sunnah in word or deed, obeying someone else over Allah, blindly following someone else, making fun of the signs of Allah, rejecting the truth, withholding knowledge and testimony, practicing magic and witchcraft, disobeying your parents, killing any soul that Allah has forbidden to be killed without just cause, consuming the wealth of an orphan, dealing in riba or interest, running away from the battlefield, and slandering the reputation of innocent, chaste, believing women. These are all acts that are assuredly going to get the person in the hellfire. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned all the sins that will lead one to hell. And he said, "The people of hell are five: the weak, who lack the power to avoid evil; the carefree, who pursues everything irrespective of whether or not it's halal or haram, and they have no concern for their families. The dishonest person whose greed cannot be concealed, even in the case of minor things. And those people who betray you morning and evening in regards to your family and property. He also mentioned liars and greedy people and those who are in the habit of slandering and backbiting others and abusing others and using obscene, foul language. So thus, these are just a few of the many sins that will land a person in the hellfire. And again, the purpose of us being aware of these things is in order to stay away from that which is forbidden, you have to know what the forbidden things are. Also, we have to remember it all boils down to the fact that we were all created to worship Allah. And we were put here on this planet to try to accumulate as many good deeds as possible to take with us for the hereafter. Where we end up in the hereafter is based on you or me. I can't tell you who's going to heaven and who's going to hell. No one can. I don't even know if I'm going to heaven or hell. But all we can do is strive to make paradise our final abode. And we do that by enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And we have to keep in mind, guys, even though Allah already knows, Allah knows where we're going to end up. Allah knows what we're going to do before we do it. We have to understand that even though Allah knows these things, He doesn't make those choices for us. If you end up in hell, this was from your own doing, your own choices. You can't blame Allah for your choices because He's given you the right to determine, the ability to determine what's good and what's bad. So we have to understand wherever we end up in the hereafter, it will be because of our own choosing, not because of Allah's. Okay? So we're going to stop right here. And inshallah, if you guys have any questions, I want you to go ahead and ask them. And also remember another thing too. You will not enter paradise on your good deeds alone. You have to also get through Allah's mercy. Even if you are a person who fulfills all your obligations to Allah, Allah still may decide to put you in hell. So we have to realize that we enter into paradise based on our good deeds and also the grace and mercy of Allah. Okay, so if you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask them. Tomorrow we're going to continue with the next chapter, which talks about the specific people who will be in hell. So go ahead and ask your questions now, inshallah.